This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. President Trump's been in the Midwest this afternoon celebrating the expansion of a steel plant in Illinois. He was in Iowa this morning celebrating the agreement to start talking about reaching a trade deal with the European Union that he announced yesterday. We've got a couple of farmers we check in with from time to time when news like this comes up. Keith Alverson grows corn and soybeans in South Dakota. Brian Duncan does hogs and soybeans in Illinois. I threw Keith the first question when we talked, which basically boiled down to how he's feeling about the president's announcement.
You know, it's a positive step. Still, you know, the European Union soybean market's about seven times smaller than that of China. And so the bigger thing is the negotiations with China in regards to that. And so while it's a positive step and a movement in the right direction, the eye is still on the prize for the U.S. farmer.
Brian Duncan, same question to you.
Yeah, I'd echo what Keith says. But I think also if we can forge alliances with Europe, with Mexico, with Canada, and then turn as one to face China, I think that's also a benefit to us as we seek to resolve these differences on trade.
Yeah, but Brian, lay me the odds, right? Because up until yesterday, nobody had even blinked in this thing. And so far, we have nothing from the Chinese, which is a huge market for American hogs. It's a huge market for American soybeans. Brian, nobody seems to be backing down in that relationship.
And that's obviously of concern. But that being said, I guess we in the country have to sit out here and hope there's things going on behind the scenes and continue to urge the administration to get to the table and get to work to resolve these issues.
Keith Alverson, what's your level of hope, man? What's your level of optimism?
Boy, you know, we real similar situation. Things aren't looking too optimistic right now. We were promised bilateral trade deals, and we're hoping some of those come to fruition. And so, you know, it's tough to see the light at the end of the tunnel at this point.
So the light at the end of the tunnel could be, for both of you, a slice of the $12 billion in aid that the Trump administration the other day promised it was going to grant. Brian, the Secretary of Agriculture or the Secretary of Commerce, I'm not sure actually who has the physical money, they come to you and say, here is part of $12 billion. Is that going to do it for you?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that we're grateful for the acknowledgement of the economic damage that's been done. But sadly, $12 billion is going to fall short. And yes, that money will help meet some short-term needs. But I think, as Keith says, we've got to talk about the longer-term prize, too, because I'm afraid the damage could mount quickly into hundreds of billions of dollars. You know, and so there's not a Band-Aid for that injury.
Keith, what's the sense of what it would take to, you know, with soybean prices where they are and corn and all that, what would your slice of this $12 billion make you whole, I guess, is the question.
No, really unlikely. We're looking at, just with the market drop that we've seen, you know, in this production year, somewhere around $50 to $100 an acre in lost revenue potential. You know, a lot of times that's easily the profit margin that farmers have figured in at the beginning of the year. And so, you know, we're back to break-even prices or below break-even in some circumstances. And so, you know, we want more markets, not less, and, you know, rather have trade than aid.
Acknowledging that farmers are subject to a whole lot of variables, right, from weather to market prices to take your pick, how big a blip is this for you, Brian Duncan, in your economic future?
It could dramatically change the look of rural America, Kai. I mean, this we've seen the six big commodities drop in value on an annualized basis, $20 billion since the trade war began. That's $20 billion with a B in a year that we were forecast in agriculture to have a net income of $60 billion. Hmm. So you see what that means. And so if this continues on, this is not just potentially damaging to my own personal economy, but to the economy of rural America.
Brian Duncan grows hogs, and I guess, what do? You raise hogs, I suppose, and
yeah.
you grow soybeans in Illinois, and Keith Alverson, our corn and soybean farmer in South Dakota. Thanks, you two. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, you, Kai.